Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth News Team on KDNK.
Today, we will be talking about how you can get into investing at a young age.
The investing scene may seem daunting or risky, but with the right knowledge, even kids can make smart choices on their own finances and learn the importance of money.
Though you won't be able to invest by yourself on investment apps like Robinhood, Acorns, or Yahoo Finance if you're a minor, there are still ways to invest with the help of your parents or guardian.
There's a lot of information out there on how to invest, and more importantly, how to invest smartly through things easily accessible on the internet.
So if you are interested, we encourage you to educate yourself further so you can have the financial literacy to make your life easier.
Today we will be speaking with Katie Green, a financial advisor with the True Wealth Advisors.
We will also be talking to Danielle Howard with Wealth by Design.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
To begin our interview, can you please give us a brief introduction of yourself and your work?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me today. My name's Katie Green. I'm a financial advisor. I've been in the industry since 2008, and I love working with families. I've done a lot over the years with financial literacy, whether it's mentoring high school girls, or teaching classes in the community. And so when Adele reached out about the opportunity to speak with you all and be a part of the show, I said, yes, this absolutely fits in the wheelhouse of things that I love to do with folks. So thank you for having me today.
Pleasure to be with you today. My name is Danielle Howard. I'm a certified financial planner here in the Roaring Fork Valley. I have been in this line of work for close to 25 years now. I've seen a lot of change in the business, and it is just an exciting place to be able to walk alongside people with what does it take to create a healthy financial life and what is important about the investment side of things.
How did you personally get started in the field of investing?
So I first got started with investing when I was college age. I had a woman in my life who was a financial advisor, and I said, you know, I have some money that I've been saving and I want to invest it. And is this something that you can help me with? So she helped me with opening up an account. We chose a mutual fund for the funds to go into. And then I was able to like log in and see the account, see how it was growing. I was over 18, so it's a little different than the situation that you guys are in. But I will always remember sitting down with her and, you know, she asked me some questions about what I wanted to use the funds for and how long I thought I might use it for. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to put it away. I don't know anything. This is why I'm here talking to you. But the reality is there's a lot of options for young people. And it's never too early to get started with learning and getting to know more about the basics of investing.
Did you start investing when you were young? If so, what were the benefits or what did you learn? If not, do you wish you had?
I think the seeds were planted in my with my family. My dad did a lot of real estate investing, and he did get into, you know, doing some stock purchasing, you know, early on. So I, you know, was raised in a family that was very comfortable in that world. Then I was initially introduced to the industry in my adult life through the, you know, just the financial services industry, which is, you know, there were people way back when 30 years ago when I was initially introduced to all of this, that where it was about product sales, it was about finding a, you know, a mutual fund or a life insurance policy or some sort of a financial tool that you would sell to a person. So that's how I was kind of introduced to it, but it has changed quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, so that's a great question, Andy. So I did get started when I was college age. I always saved when I had jobs. So like when I was in high school, I had a couple jobs, I babysat, there was always work that I was doing, but I was just always putting it in my savings account. And eventually I said, you know, I want to have this do something a little bit more for me. So that's what made me want to get started with investing more of it. I'm definitely happy that I started early because of a couple things. One, shortly after I got started with investing, there was a fairly big downturn in the market, and it was good to learn early on what happens when markets go up and down. It's one thing when everything's going up, but it was good to have an understanding of what it feels like to lose money also. So that was a good lesson that I learned early on. And then also, I mean, the fact of having compound interest, so your money growing on top of each other, that means that you have to put away less over the long term to be able to get to where you want to go for the long term. So I'm definitely glad that I started when I did. I certainly could have started sooner, but I would encourage any young person out there that's thinking about doing something like this, talk with your parents and get together a game plan, because there's a lot of options out there for you.
Many people think that investing is a very daunting task. So what do we actually need to start investing?
Yeah, good question. So Blake, I have people tell me all the time, I'm just so bad about this money thing. and you know, to get started, you need to have a bank account that you can link the money from the bank account to the investing account. If you are under 18, you need to have a parent, and you and your parent need to open up the account together. And then you just need to choose what you're going to invest from there. So it's fairly simple to get started. And there's lots of online places where you can open up accounts. There's some different apps, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of choices out there. But I mean, if the two of you, once you sit down with your parents, if you don't know where to go to move forward, there's lots of professionals out there that you can call and talk to and get advice on where to go next.
Again, I think you want to start with a good relationship with money. And there's the foundation of, first of all, you need to be earning something. You need to be saving something. You need to have a spending plan, or if you are doing it with an adult in your life, you'd want to have some conversations around, why are you investing? What is important about, are you working towards a goal? You always want to look at your why. Are you saving for something, down the road? And then that will lead you to what type of investing is appropriate, because there's all sorts of different, whether it's a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, an exchange traded fund, alternative investments. And you want to understand why you're doing your investing, and the time frame that you're looking at doing. How much do you have to invest? How much risk are you willing to take? So there's a lot to unpack before you just go out and pick a stock. Then when you do decide that you want to do some investing, there's a lot more push towards socially responsible. So nowadays, you can look at what type of stocks or bonds or alternatives that are out there that support your values. So if the environment is important to you, or if you want to stay away from certain types of stocks as a matter of principle or ethics, you can do that. So there's a lot of conversations you want to have with the adults in your life, and to ask yourself before you would delve into any type of investing.
What is the most important thing you can do as a young person to build lifetime wealth?
Well, I would say one thing is spend less than you make, because if you're not putting money away, then it's never going to grow. Enoch, have you ever had a job before?
Not like a legit job where I turned in my non-existent resume, but I have had some jobs before.
Things where you're making money, whether it's like doing things for your family or shoveling sidewalks, things like that. And so when you make that cash, it's fun to go spend it, right?
Certainly is.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is. It is fun. So it's good when you learn how to make money at an early age to also learn how to save up for things that you're excited about spending money on, and then also learn how to set aside a portion of it for future you, for down the road. So I always tried when I was working to set aside part of it as money that I was going to just spend as my spending money. I set aside part as money that I was going to give. It was important to me to give at my, to causes I cared about. And then to set aside some money to go to my long-term savings. So there's different buckets that we thought about.
The first thing is to understand that your net worth is not your self-worth. And that is something that in America is very, it's true in other cultures too, but especially here in the United States, that, you know, making money has become the end all be all. And so many people connect their, you know, if I have more stuff, if I have more investments, if I have more money, I am a better person. And that is a fallacy. And so the first place to start in building true wealth is understanding that your net worth is not connected to your self-worth. The next thing to build a healthy financial life and to build lifetime wealth, when you're young especially, is to focus on your character assets. You know, many times we talk about financial assets and we think about, you know, how do I put money in the bank or how do I start investing? If you can start with looking at your character assets, what would you think a character asset might be?
Having, you know, some humor or, you know, being known for something.
Okay. Creativity, humor, resourcefulness. Do you work well with other people? Are you kind? Those are character assets. And when you're young, when you're building those character assets, that will play out for you. You'll probably end up getting a better job. You know, if you're good at, working with other people and look at how to, you know, be a team member, you know, you are going to be a good either employer or an entrepreneur. So your character assets will set you up for financial success down the road. And I think it's really important that young people get a really firm grip on what it means to build your character assets before you start thinking about, oh, I just want to go, you know, invest in the next Apple stock, because you can get kind of consumed with either fear of missing out or fear of not keeping up, and you can get greedy, and you don't want to ever do that. You want to have a purpose, you want to have intention, you want to have a good relationship with money, and that will build you long-term wealth.
What are some common misconceptions about investing that you can debunk?
What are some common misconceptions about investing? I think the first one is that it's too hard. Especially with you being a girl, Ruby, a lot of girls, the time when they turn away from careers that are math and science oriented is like basically middle school and high school age. And it's a lot of times it's because girls don't have role models that are in those careers. I think a lot is similar with investing. It's important to have people that you can look up to and that you can talk to about it and that you can get an understanding of, and that'll help you with understanding like how you can move forward with it. If you can't see someone being successful at what you want to do, whether it's investing or something else, it's hard to picture yourself doing it. So if you can picture someone that you look up to doing it and being successful at it, and have that role model, that really carries forward to a lot of things in life. But I think that's an important one with investing is find some people that can help lead you along and show you the way. And that'll give you the confidence that you need to move forward and to make choices that are going to be wise for your financial future.
Some of the misconceptions, that it's easy, that it's a fast way to make money, you know, especially now when you hear things on whether it's TikTok or Instagram or other social media, you know, what recently happened with GameStop and that it's easy to make a lot of money in the market. It's also very, very easy to lose a lot of money. So one of the preconceived notions out there is that it's easy to make a lot of money fast. Or there's another notion, you know, well, investing in the stock market, it's just gambling. You know, all you're doing is gambling. And no, there's a lot to it. Again, you want to look at your why, you want to have a strategy, you want to have the right tools and the right techniques and the right temperaments, the right mindsets around it. You know, so it is not about, you know, going to Vegas and putting everything on red and trying to find the next big winner. Slow and steady. You know, you don't need to hit it out of the ballpark every time.
You have been listening to a conversation about financial literacy and starting investing when you are young.
This is the Andy Zanka Youth News Team on KDNK.
We are continuing our discussion with Katie Green and Danielle Howard.
Now we're going to dive a little deeper into the ins and outs of investing.
Thanks again for listening.
How does investing work? What are the different types of investments that you can make?
That's a great question, Indigo. Have you ever done any investing?
I do not, but I do know that I should probably save around 20 to 25% of all the money that I earn.
Love it. Yep, absolutely. And so do you have any ideas on what the different types of investments might be?
No.
So the ones that you hear about in the news mostly are like stocks and bonds. So like, for example, if you heard people talking about everything that was going on with Robinhood and the GameStop, weeks ago, that's a stock. So that's ownership in a company. Now, a benefit of having a single stock is that you have that ownership in that company. A potential downside of having just the one stock is that everything's tied up in that one company. And so if it goes up, that's great. But if it goes down, it's not diversified, it's not balanced. So we like to recommend that people have a balanced mix when they make their investment choices. So a great way to get a balanced mix is to invest in either a mutual fund or an index fund. So those are two other types of investments. And so a mutual fund and an index fund are like a grouping of investments or a grouping of companies. I like to think of it like Halloween candy. So if I'm going out trick-or-treating on Halloween, Indigo, what is your favorite Halloween candy to get on Halloween?
I personally like Hershey's. Any kind of Hershey's, but Hershey's.
Hershey's. All right. So you like Hershey's bars. Is there any type of Halloween candy that you just really don't like?
I don't really like Starbursts.
Starbursts? Okay. And then what's your second favorite type of Halloween candy?
I mean, M&Ms aren't bad either.
M&Ms. Okay. So you like plain chocolate. And you're not into the fruity ones. So if you were creating a mutual fund of Halloween candy, you could create a mutual fund that would be just Hershey's and M&M's. So that way you'd have a more diversified mix than just the Hershey's bars, right? If you were doing an index fund, it would be all the candy. So anything that's Halloween candy goes into an index fund. A mutual fund, you have a person who's making some active choices of saying, yes, we do want this, no, we don't want this. But both of them are going to have the same theme. So they're going to have a theme or an index that it's related to, like the S&P 500 or something like that. But with a mutual fund, you have a manager who's making active choices saying, we don't want the Starburst, we can't have them, but we do want to have a little bit extra on our Hershey's bars because we like those a lot.
What would you look for when you're thinking about investing in a specific company?
Yeah, good question, Blake. I would look at the risk and the return. So do they have a product that they give, or do they have a product that they offer that is differentiated? Is there something that they bring to the marketplace that's special relative to everyone else? Or is it they can be totally replaced by the next guy down the street? Do they have a history of doing the right thing? Do they have a history of paying back their debts on time? What have they done? How has the stock returned over time? Has it been like a consistent growth, or Is it something that has had a lot of down? If it's had a lot of down, maybe it's a good opportunity, or maybe it's time to move on. So we look at the return of how it's done over time. We look at some qualitative factors of, you know, how it's been for its shareholders. And then we look at the risk, or, you know, how much it's moved around, what its volatility has been is something else that we look at when we're evaluating a company.
Why is it important to start investing when you're young?
Good question, Ruby. I think the most important reason why it's good to start investing when you're young is so that the money has more time to grow. So we talk about something called compound interest. Basically what that means is the way that your money grows over time. So if you have a dollar that you're starting with and you have a 10% interest rate, at the end of year one, you're going to have $1.10. And then if it grows by 10% again, it's not just another 10 cents that you're getting. You're getting 10 cents plus 10% on that 10 cents that you already had. So the sooner you get started, it has a huge multiplier effect. And you need to put in less over the long term if you start sooner, because it has a longer time horizon to multiply for you.
And if I wanted to, for instance, get into investing and I wanted to invest in a small company, how would I go about finding a small company to invest in?
You know, the internet is an amazing thing these days. So you can do a lot of homework online. You can just Google, you know, small companies, small public companies. And you can do a lot of homework. There are a lot, when you decide to do some investing, you always have to go through, it's a custodian. So, and there's tons of them out there. I have several, you know, that I work with, you know, that might be a Schwab. You hear these names on the radio. One that has been in the news lately is Robinhood. That is a kind of a startup custodian that is really geared towards young investors. You do have to be a certain age. You know, if you're under 21, you need to have a custodian. You would need to have a parent open up account for you. And, you know, you can't go out there and just set yourself up with a custodian at, you know, your age, but you can have a parent set up an account. You know, either at Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard or TD Ameritrade or Robinhood or Wealthport. There's a ton of companies, custodian companies out there. And you would, you know, set up an account. And a lot of those custodians have really good investment education platforms where you can do a lot of research to educate yourself on, you know, the type of investing you're wanting to do. Again, if there's certain things you want to invest in or stay away from. There's a designation. So in my field, there's what's called a certified financial analyst. And that, you know, for kids out there who are really interested in drilling down on the details of what different investments are about, that is a career maybe trajectory that you would want to, you know, consider. Is if I'm really into this kind of stuff and I really enjoy analyzing, you know, individual stocks, I might want to consider what, you know, going to school and then getting a certified financial analyst certification would look like.
What are some important terms and definitions that you think a person should understand before they start investing?
You know, again, start with the why. You know, why am I investing? You know, as a planner, so I am a certified financial planner, and I always look at the process before the product. You know, the why behind. You know, why are you doing this investing? You know, there's terms and definitions. I mean, we can spend hours and hours and hours going into those. But I think, you know, knowing the difference between a stock and a bond, a mutual fund, an exchange traded fund, knowing that if you're going to do some investing, you know, you want to do it in, you know, you need to have that custodian. You're going to need to have that stock or bond or mutual fund or ETF housed in at a custodian. And, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, ways to get kitted out there. But I always encourage people with start with the why.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think the thing that I would like to just really leave you guys with is knowing that this is a area that the sooner you start learning about it, knowledge is power. And it's not as scary as you think. Anyone can do it. And if you set a plan and talk to your parents and get a good idea together of what you guys want to do, you'll learn so much and you'll be able to achieve so much more than you ever thought possible. Setting goals with regards to your money is really powerful because you'll get to see all the things that you're capable of that you never thought that you could do. So I guess don't be afraid of it and arm yourself with knowledge. There's so much out there with the internet to learn from, and talk with your parents about your game plan of what you want to do, and don't be afraid.
Encourage all of your listeners to talk about it with their families. You know, it's okay to talk about money in your family. Ask your parents, you know, so what story, you know, what's your money story? How were you raised? What stories did you learn about growing up about money? And just open up those conversations might be a fun way to sit around the dinner table.
Thank you, Katie and Danielle, for talking with us about investing at an early age. And thanks to everyone who is listening to this week's show.
Join us again next month on April 19th from 4 to 4:30.
I'm Indigo.
I'm Andy.
I'm Blake.
I'm Enoch.
I'm Ruby. And we're the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program Youth News Team.
Thanks for listening.